This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight right here. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, too, and around the world via the Internet and streaming online via the satellite. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes along to all of our roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, William and the gang up there in Wyoming and Montana in the frozen northern tundra. Plus, there are Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. And let's not forget the Merchant Marine, too, doing their jobs. And check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more information about the show. Also, you can go follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Get in the chat room and talk to us there. And on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Good morning to you, and it's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, last night, this was the fastest 2 minutes in television around. Listen to this one. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Let me start with my headline tonight. I'm retiring. This is the last hardball on MSNBC. And obviously, this isn't for lack of interest in politics. As you can tell, I've loved every minute of my 20 years as host of Hardball. Every morning I read the papers, and I'm gung-ho to get to work. Not many people have had this privilege. I love working with my producers and the discussions we have over how to report the news. And I love having this connection with you, the good people who watch. I've learned who you are, bumping into you on the sidewalk or waiting at an airport and saying hello. You're like me. I hear it from your kids and grandchildren who say, my dad loves you, or my grandmother loves you, or my husband watched it till the end. But after a conversation with MSNBC, I decided tonight will be my last Hardball, so let me tell you why. The younger generations out there are ready to take the reins. We see them in politics, in the media, in fighting for their causes. They are improving the workplace. We're talking here about better standards than we grew up with, fair standards. A lot of it has to do with how we talk to each other. Compliments on a woman's appearance that some men, including me, might have once incorrectly thought were okay. We're never okay. Not then, and certainly not today. And for making such comments in the past, I'm sorry. I'm very proud of the work I've done here. Long before I went on television, I worked for years in politics, was a newspaper columnist, an author. I'm working on another book. I'll continue to write and talk about politics and cheer on my producers and crew here in Washington and New York and my MSNBC colleagues. They will continue to produce great journalism in the years ahead. And for those of you who have gotten in the habit of watching Hardball every night, I hope you're going to miss me because I'm going to miss you. But remembering Humphrey Bogart and Casablanca, we'll always have Hardball. So let's not say goodbye, but till we meet again.
Now, that was Chris Matthews, the fastest minute and 50 seconds in television. They went to commercial. When they came back, he was gone.
He was gone, Captain, and that was left to Steve Kornacki, to fill for the better part of an hour.
Yeah.
I was really kind of stunned by that. So it leads me to believe, just speculating here, that Chris Matthews went on, said his piece, and walked out, and that was that, and they didn't know kind of what to do after that.
Well, you're right, but here's the thing. He got himself into some trouble, and apparently he had some women that complained about him and his actions, either verbally or physically or both. I'm not sure which, but certainly it was accusations that he had accosted them in some way or another, either verbally or otherwise, and that was going to hit the fan, and what they did was they decided to part ways.
Well, that's exactly right. Although back in 1999, we understand there was some kind of a dust-up regarding a female journalist who said that Chris Matthews had made inappropriate remarks to her, and evidently there was some kind of a settlement to that employee. That's what the reports are. So some of this is catching up, and I don't know if there are any kind of recent things, but this was a real downfall. Very, very quickly of someone who had been in this business for a very, very long time.
Well, the other big news yesterday came from Texas, and it was Joe Biden down there in Texas in the Lone Star State, and he met up with Beto O'Rourke, he met up with Pete Buttigieg, he met up with Amy Klobuchar, and all three of them turned around and endorsed him down there in Texas, and then he shocked the heck out of Beto O'Rourke by telling him he was going to get behind his gun legislation that Beto wanted to pass.
Well, you know, Captain, a lot of gun owners were very, very troubled by the idea that Beto O'Rourke simply said, "We're going to come and get your."
That's what he said.
Yeah, we're going to come get your AR-15s. You betcha. This kind of thing. And so, I suppose if Joe Biden were to win the presidency, would people should expect stormtroopers at that point? It seemed again like this was something Biden sort of went off script about. They're going to have to do some cleanup on that, I think.
And, of course, the Supreme Court yesterday refused to decide against the president's ban on bump stocks. That's got a lot of people who have the bump stocks upset because they're currently illegal. And you can get in big trouble with those things if you're caught in possession of them. But anyway, you hold that thought, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. A lot of stuff going on tonight, and we're going to talk about the coronavirus when we come back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back, receding.
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And that Mr. Announcer guy that just did that is hanging on my phone waiting for me to come back to him. But I got to tell you, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, you've had it for a while, you can't get rid of it, you're taking maybe some heavy-duty narcotics and it's not necessarily working for you, and you're a little groggy, a little dizzy, you got some side effects going on. I took Mobic and Flexeril, folks, for about nine years, thereabout, somewhere in that range, and I had some side effects with it. And finally one day, I said, man, I'm over this. I got to do something different because it would make me dizzy when I shouldn't be dizzy. It would make me tired when I shouldn't have been tired. And I got rid of it, and I said, well, what am I going to do now? So I started to take Aleve to begin with, and I had to take 6 Aleve, sometimes 8 Aleve a day, which was not smart. Don't ever do that. Believe me. Don't ever do that. So then I heard, driving in my vehicle, the commercial for Relief Factor, and I went, what have I got to lose? 1995, 3-week quick start. So 3 years and 11 months ago, I started with Relief Factor. Simply put, it worked for me. It's all natural. There's nothing in it that's bad for you. There's vitamin supplements in there. There's also items in there that help you with swelling if you got swelling in your ankles or like I do in your legs, something like that, because I've had ankle replacement surgery, so I have got a problem. If I'm on my feet too long, my ankle will start swelling up. Or if it gets cold or some screwy thing happens with the weather, the same thing will happen. And actually, it happened to me Saturday up at Moss Nissan. I had to take an extra pack of the Relief Factor, but guess what? It killed the pain, reduced the swelling. So if you've got arthritis pain, like I do, back pain, like I do, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, like I do, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, then let me suggest that you try the 3-week quick start.
with Relief Factor. All you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and there's a little two-minute tutorial there, a little video thing. Take a look at the video. It tells you all about what's going on there. It's all natural, no narcotics, and all I can tell you is it works for me, and if it worked for me, hopefully it'll work for you. $19.95, the three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back there. Hello, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
By the way, got to say hello to Al in Nebraska. Hello, Al. Richard the Marine in Oregon, and Catwoman and Road Dog are on the road right now. They said they almost made it to Lafayette, Indiana, but the electronic log said time to stop in Clinton, Indiana.
Wow.
So they got to stop there, and it's just a, you know, it's like, hey, you're so close, but you can't quite get there because you want to turn that trailer around and go back where you came from. But so we'll say hello to them tonight, and they're listening to us right now. But that kind of rains on your parade when you don't expect it to. Now, a lot of things going on. We got to talk about the coronavirus. Now, the death toll yesterday climbed to 6 in the United States. All 6 in Washington State, all out of a nursing home, correct?
That's right, Captain, yes.
And tell us the rest of it.
Well, unfortunately, I mean, these deaths are certainly tragic, and we feel for those who are being affected by their loss. We understand that these people in these nursing homes, of course, they were elderly. We also understand that, in generally speaking, that they would have had underlying medical issues to start with, but they contracted this. Now, this virus seems to have been circulating in that area for some time. And I think one of the things that helps to raise sort of the fear quotient in this, Captain, is the idea that here you have people in a nursing home, which in and of itself isn't, you can have spread of disease or viruses, this kind of thing, in and of itself in that atmosphere. But here you have people who, of course, didn't travel to Wuhan, China, more than likely, perhaps, or didn't interact with people who had traveled from China or other places. And so, again, they're going to try to figure out exactly how they got exposed to this. But that being said, there are areas there in Washington where they're closing the schools, where the teachers are being briefed on how to teach the students remotely, this kind of thing, because this virus may have been circulating for quite some time, unbeknownst to anybody.
Now, the other thing is the team that was put together by the president with Vice President Pence in charge, the task force, they had another meeting yesterday. They've been meeting every day. They had a big meeting with some pharmaceutical companies who are on a fast track to do a couple of different things. Number one, either find, and laboratories too, I might add. Number one, either find a cure. Number two, find some sort of vaccine that you can give people so that they won't get this. Or if they do, it'd be like, for lack of better words, a glorified flu shot. Because actually, what this is it is kind of like the flu.
Well, exactly. And the idea of developing a vaccine, of course, is the ultimate goal. One description that I've heard, Captain, from medical profession is that it would take, at the very least, up to a year in order to get an actual vaccine going. And that would be trying to really run up the timetable on the testing and the developing and the manufacturing.
But they've sped all that up. They've sped all that up, right?
That's right. And that's with the kind of speeding it up, from what I understand. Perhaps it could go a little bit faster, but in the meantime, they'll have to be having to rely, if people end up going to the hospital, if particular cases go to the hospital, that they'd have to use treatments and so forth to try to help them through. I was listening to Dr. Fauci talk about this earlier as well, where he said that in most cases you're going to have people people that have underlying medical issues that are going to be the worst affected, and that, and within those, within that population, though, of all the people, you still may have some that are relatively healthy and young, but still would have a very bad reaction to this virus. But that would be the outlying cases rather than the norm.
Well, let's listen to the beginning. Here was a discussion he had with Allison Camerota on CNN yesterday morning. This is Dr. Fauci.
See, Americans wake up every morning. They get these new numbers. It causes concern. So there are currently 89 cases in the U.S. Two Americans have died in Washington State. And one of the most concerning things for people is this notion of community spread. So how much of that are you seeing this morning?
Well, we're seeing the beginning of community spread, which, as you mentioned, Allison, is really quite concerning. Because when you have community spread, you don't know the real source, the index case of where it's coming from, which makes the idea and the concept and the implementation of contact tracing much more difficult. So, unfortunately, this is something that we expected. Whenever you have a respiratory disease that's easily transmissible, you're going to get community spread, and it's going to become difficult to pinpoint the source of each and every infection. And that's exactly what we're seeing in Washington State and now in several other states throughout the country. It's going to make our job much more challenging.
Well, yeah, and we know that. But here's the thing. We are prepared for it. The United States is probably more prepared for this than any of the other countries that have had this outbreak in their countries, just by what we can see. We could have very easily had thousands of cases right now, and we just don't.
Well, exactly right. And that's even given the idea that for several weeks prior to this really being in the public eye, you may have had people, again, not symptomatic and not aware that they were carrying the coronavirus out and about with their daily lives and other people getting exposed. But you're right, Captain. The United States has a concerted effort and other options that it can take in order to make sure that the virus is contained, and that would be part of travel restrictions, others being screened coming into this country, and even, if necessary, involving FEMA to actually do basically, I don't want to say a lockdown, but basically bring in other measures that would help protect the public health.
Well, FEMA has the mass hospitals and all those units and whatnot. I'm part of FEMA, so I know a little bit about something about that. I work with communications with them during an extreme disaster, and I have in the past, and I will in the future, but as an amateur radio operator. But they have a plan in place already, as they do with just about anything. It's almost the same thing they don't put together as what they have as if we were under a nuclear attack or a massive flood or a massive fire, where they put up a mobile hospital and all that sort of stuff and react that way.
Exactly right. And being prepared is the key here.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We still got a bunch of stuff to talk about. Afghanistan, going to get into that. We're starting the troop withdrawal now. Secretary of Defense gave the okay.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Politics front and center in the news as three Democrats are out of the race. All three backing Joe Biden for president with the hope of denying socialist Bernie Sanders the nomination. Amy Klobuchar dropping out Monday. Billionaire businessman Tom Steyer and Mayor Pete both calling it quits over the weekend.
I talked to Mayor Pete and to Amy Klobuchar.
Meanwhile, former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg, who President Trump calls Mini Mike because of his height, says he's in it to win it. He tells supporters in Virginia,
and I wish them all the best. I thought both of them behaved themselves, is a nice way to phrase it, but they represented their country and their states very well, and I felt sorry for them, but I'm in it to win it.
By the way, Bloomberg has spent an astounding $500 million on campaign ads. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Geico. Geico.com, Geico Insurance, the second largest insurer in the United States of America. And they've been insuring people for more than 75 years. They currently insure some 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And if you want to check on coverage for your car or your truck or your motorcycle or your ATV, boat, RV, ski-doo, sea-doo, they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too, then all you got to do is go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And when you go over there, put in your zip code and boom, you'll find out where your local agent is. You'll also find out what the rate is for your area. If you want to get a quote from them, you can do all of it online or you can do it in person with an agent. The choice is up to you. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Well, let's see here. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, yesterday gave the go-ahead for the withdrawal to start, to make the plans to start withdrawing some of the troops to get it down to the 8,600 limit. They've got 135 days to do that. However, if anywhere along the line the Taliban violates the agreement by attacking or doing anything offensively against either our troops or the Afghani troops, then it all stops.
Exactly right. And even Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, I think, said that there was going to be a rocky road, a rocky and bumpy path ahead. So this is not an easy thing, and there could be something that would derail this in some way, or at least slow up the process. But I think the president is committed to this, so we'll see what happens.
Right. And the other thing is the Supreme Court yesterday, and this is a big thing for some of the gun owners. I have not had a chance to talk to my friend Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, but I happen to know that he owns several bump stocks. And he said that he was not going to get rid of them, even though they're illegal, according to the federal ruling that was put down. Let's see, the president first put forth, I believe it was an executive order, President Trump, banning the bump stocks after what happened in Las Vegas and all that sort of stuff. And the Supreme Court yesterday refused to hear the challenge to the ban of the bump stocks, which means it's still illegal to have them.
That's right, and until such time as the Supreme Court would take up the case, I'm sure it will probably be resubmitted by someone at some point, but you're right, it seems like following the Las Vegas tragedy that happened, there seems to be a lot of public support to ban the bump stock, and so, but if the Supreme Court won't hear it, the essential ruling stands right now.
Yeah, and that guy fired 1,000 rounds in 11 minutes. Killed 58 people, wounded several hundred.
Exactly right.
Yep. So, you know, because of one person, everybody else has to suffer, because certainly all the people that have those, that's not what they use them for. But anyway, now Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu has declared victory in Israel, even though all we have to show for it so far are the election polls that show him just one seat short of a governing majority with 60 instead of the 61 that he needs.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And the other factions, I think, had signaled their willingness to join with Likud. So from what we can tell from that, he should be able to form a government and avoid more elections.
Yeah, he has 37 of his own party, and he has 23 from other parties. They've got like 110 parties there or something like that.
Exactly right. So at the very least, it's very favorable, at least from where we're sitting right now, for the Israeli government to be able to move ahead. And I think a lot of Israelis will like that too, regardless, because a lot of things have been stalled of late because of the inability to form the government like that.
And Bibi Netanyahu has been probably, in my opinion, the best prime minister they've ever had. Because he's a tough, no-nonsense guy when it comes to the terrorists.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, again, just thinking geographically, sometimes if people want to see a real good representation, if they look at the map of Israel and all the countries that surround it and so forth, and exactly, just how small Israel becomes at certain points in terms of the width of the country,
yeah.
That is very difficult to defend and
right.
Very difficult to...
Hold that thought. We got a caller. I think I know who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's good old Backgammon Bob.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
I wanted to ask Kyle Lowry there, what effect do you think Bernie Sanders' previous heart attack and heart condition will have on the on his electability, and shouldn't we have a complete report before when he steps up? All right, that's it.
Well, Kyle, go ahead. You say what you want, then I'll say what I think about it.
Well, it's a very good question, because this did happen. Bernie Sanders has been back on the campaign trail. Michael Bloomberg released some information about his heart scans or heart data, basically challenging Bernie Sanders to do the same. My opinion is that we're going to hear precious little about Bernie Sanders and his heart attack until he's absolutely forced to try to release that information.
That's true, until somebody really challenges them and boxes them into a corner. It's not going to happen. And, you know, the younger folks, they pretty much think that he's invisible, because that's where most of his supporters is with the younger voters. And, again, we'll see what happens. But we got the situation where because of the deals, the background, and by the way, you want to talk about brokered convention? The Democrats are headed to a brokered convention.
It's very, very possible.
With the backroom deals, the old days with the cigars and the cigarettes in the back room with the doors closed.
That's right, the smoke-filled room.
Uh-huh.
The smoke-filled room. Well, you know, Captain, it's interesting because both Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders have separately said that they will support the other as the nominee, basically, Chris Wallace's
yep.
show. Biden said he would support mm-hmm. Bernie. Bernie said,
okay,
I'll be there for Biden. But Bernie has no intention, I think, of really
okay.
actually doing that.
Now, Hillary was ordered by a federal judge yesterday, along with her chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, to sit down for a deposition about her emails.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. This is where it really starts to get interesting, and I think the scores can really double.
But here's the problem, Kyle. You know they're going to challenge this, and you know this is going to drag on for months, if not a year or more, before they even ever get to give any testimony, if that happens.
Well, of course, yeah, that's the way the game is played, but it's interesting that the judge, because her argument is, hey, I've already answered a lot of these questions, et cetera,
yep.
et cetera. And the judge is saying,
yep.
look, your questions were either
yep.
not helpful or uninformative.
Okay, and let's go over here real quick because stocks yesterday shot way up. I'm looking at the Dow futures right now. They're way up right now, looking good. But yesterday the market went up, what, almost 1,300 points?
That's right.
And today it's up 1,100 plus. Dow futures are up at 1,100 plus right now.
Exactly right. And this is because the underlying economy is very good. The coronavirus scare produces the uncertainty, and we saw this big decline. But as people really start to get more information and look around, it's not Armageddon,
yeah.
and it starts to come back.
And one last thing, the Atlanta Fed, which a lot of times is right and sometimes they're wrong, they lifted the GDP estimate to 2.7%. It was at 1-something, and it's gone up a full percentage point because they figure that because China's not shipping a lot of stuff into the United States, that more people are going to buy American right now.
Well, exactly. And the disruption of that manufacturing, the supply chains and so forth, you're right. In other words, it shifts to something else. Even a lot of companies were now bypassing China, getting their parts and so forth from other countries in order to maintain their production.
And, of course, if you're joining us late, folks, the big news tonight was, of course, the death toll has climbed in the coronavirus thing. A nursing home, unfortunately, 6 people there have died. There are some other people that are sick there. This is the traveling version, of, if you will, of the coronavirus. And, you know, there are some people, I'm sure, in our midst because they didn't check everybody when they got off these cruise ships and came in from places in Europe where maybe they'd been on a cruise ship that had gone to the Middle East or Southeast Asia.
Exactly right. And so, again, because nobody was sick, there was no reason to think anything was wrong. And this is the insidious nature
yeah.
of this virus.
Yeah. All right. Tell everybody how we can hear your show, sir.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much coming on the program. And we are going to get right to our Truckers Highway and Byway report and the weather, too. Big change in the weather tonight in some areas. A huge wreck out there in Wyoming. Sunday, late Sunday, in the middle of that snowstorm out there. I think they've got it cleaned up now. I'll be right back with more.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, guys. It's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all.
Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some hell of a mind you break.
from Smokey and the Bandit and Jerry Reed, old Fred in the front seat. Bandit's up front somewhere. Frog, well, she's probably in the car. But anyway, there you go. The old original Smokey and the Bandit crew there. And I can't tell you how much fun that was watching that movie years ago. And they had the series, of course. They had a bunch of the Smokey and the Bandit movies. But it was pretty good. Pretty doggone good. And I heard they were going to bring it back. But that's the last I heard. And I haven't seen anything. But anyway, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And not your daddy's truck stop anymore. If you remember those old Pilots, the new Pilot Travel Centers are something to write home about, because you're really going to be treated well. And, of course, the Flying J's are known for their great service and hospitality and their great sit-down restaurants and all the amenities they have there, too. Now, a slow-moving front will focus hazardous weather across the south over the next couple of days, with a broad threat for flash flooding, renewed chances of river flooding across the southeast, severe thunderstorms are possible, and even a tornado or two. And I'll tell you where that's going on right now in Tennessee, which means Cousin Benny's probably headed for the cellar somewhere. But anyway, severe thunderstorms possible each day, progressing from parts of Texas eastward across the Gulf Coast in through the midweek period into Thursday, it looks like. Now, we've got a big stretch of weather right now. If you're traveling along I-64 around the Mississippi River, St. Louis east over into Kentucky, you're going to have some rain, severe thunderstorm warnings, flood watches, flash flood warnings over in there, because there's been some big-time thunder boomers went through there. Down in Tennessee, in central Tennessee right now, you've got some thunderstorm warnings as well as some heavy rain. And right there in the northeastern and eastern quadrant of Arkansas, right around Memphis, Tennessee, the entire region from North Tennessee to South Tennessee down into northern Louisiana and Mississippi, you've got an area of weather right there where it looks like as if there's going to be the possibility of some severe storms as well as some flash flooding. And there is definitely the possibility of some twisters in that one, too. The weather is, needless to say, all riled up tonight right there in that part of the south. So that would be the western part of Kentucky, the central part of Tennessee, west over into Arkansas, and the northern part of Mississippi, and right there around Memphis over in to about 30 miles east, or west, rather, into Arkansas right now along I-40. So if you're along I-40, I-64, and anywhere in between, just be advised that's where that bad weather is right now. All right, very quickly, I'm going to go into Mississippi and tell you that there is rain across central Mississippi tonight. I-20, you've got rain across going over into Georgia tonight. Some scattered showers and rain, just general rain, not anything to worry about there. And the rain goes all the way in Mississippi, all the way down to the Gulf. I got rain in the panhandle tonight from Pensacola east all the way over to east of Tallahassee. Looks like right around Big Bend is where it stops, and it goes all the way up through Georgia, all the way up to Atlanta. Now, we do have some fog tonight to talk about. It's sea fog west of Mobile, I-10. If you're right down there along 90 and 98, if you're running right along the water, you're going to be in the fog there. Fog is all the way over to New Orleans, Louisiana on I-10, and it'll be kind of dense in some areas, and then it gets patchy as it hangs around the Gulf. Up there where you had all kinds of snow earlier in the week, you now have fog tonight. Between Buffalo and Dunkirk, New York on I-90, the New York Thruway, you've got fog tonight as well up into the lee shore of Lake Ontario from Watertown all the way down to Oswego County and Lake Oneida, Oneida Lake, and way, way, way up in the tip
of Maine tonight. You've got snow up there, still snow. That's the storm leaving the U.S. headed to Nova Scotia. Now let's stay up on the northern route and go west. We'll go up here to Minnesota, west of the Twin Cities, the northwestern corner of Minnesota tonight. You've got rain there. You've got rain across all of North Dakota predicted for today and tonight. You've got some high winds in the southwestern corner of North Dakota right now. And across Montana, you got a mixture of weather. 4th of July, it's snowing tonight, strictly because of the high elevation up there, 4th of July in the past. It is snowing. But to the east of there and through the Indian Reservation, where 90 and 94 come together, you have got high winds. You've got a fire watch tonight up there because of the high winds and the very dry land that's in that area of the Indian Reservation, because they haven't had a lot of snow in that one part of Montana. So that's the problem they got there tonight, so be careful. Now, down in Wyoming, you got I-80, which, by the way, they had a horrendous crash late Sunday. 50 vehicles, semis, cars, you name it, involved in a crash in a blinding snow that was there. And it was in what we used to call Pup Alley there, over by Rollins, headed towards Elk Mountain. And that was an area where it didn't take a whole heck of a lot, because it was wide open up there. And when the wind would start blowing, those guys with the pups, they always had the light trailer on the back. And sometimes it was an empty trailer on the back. It would literally blow them right off the road, and I don't know if that's what caused it, but they had 50 vehicles, 2 people killed, a number of people injured. It was very bad on Sunday. They finally got the road open yesterday, but be advised that could be slippery going through those areas tonight, and there is another wind out there. So, again, be careful on I-80. Now, down below, on I-10 and I-8, In New Mexico, Ruidoso, you've got some mixed precipitation up on top of the rock there by the racetrack in Ruidoso. Looks like it could be some rain, some snow, some sleet. And west of there, right on the line with Arizona in the higher elevations, north of I-10, you've got some weather there. Looks like there's some snow for you in the air. Got some wind up there in the central part of New Mexico tonight. And then Arizona, not looking too bad in Arizona, but when you get out in California in the high desert, you got some winds there. And, oh, by the way, there is another storm system coming ashore, California, from Northern California on down to Central California, and that will be bringing mixed precipitation with it, as well as some wind and some rip currents along the ocean there. So be advised of all of that. So that's the highway and byway report, Trucker's first report of the night. And we'll see if that changes as things move along, as sometimes it does. But it's always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And again, pull on in there, just like Nelson does. Pull on in there to the Flying J Truck Stop or the pilot truck stop and have a cup of coffee. Have a free cup of coffee. Just tell them the captain sent you. So, I'll be right back with more. Hour number 2. And if you want to opine or render your opinion, Kathy is going to tell you how to do that. Go ahead there, Ms. Kathy Curtis.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.